Eagles free agents. We welcome your calls, 215-339-6709. The best free agent Eagles signings of all time. It's a little bit off topic.
I'm
but
going
it's
a, the Andy Reid era.
Of the Andy Reid era,
I'm focusing
course.
On the Andy Reid era.
Leonard Weaver goes to the Pro Bowl his first year after signing a
All-Pro.
Solid level free agent deal, you know.
You have Jeff Garcia.
I totally forgot about Colin Jenkins, and he's in the short-term conversation as well.
Certainly. A number of these guys from the class of 2011. Namdi, I think, after a couple of years, we'll see his impact,
sure.
Obviously. Other guys, Jeremiah Trotter, you don't think of him because he was a draft pick, obviously, but his second trip here, he was a guy that, helped get the Eagles' defense solidified. He, came off the sidelines, was a special teams guys for the first half of the season, ended up making the Pro Bowl. So, and then you have a guy like Jeff Garcia here in 2006 called Lightning in a Bottle. What happened with the Eagles, 2005, they signed Mike McMahon. Dreadful signing there. Did not work as a backup. They want a more legitimate backup. So they got Jeff Garcia, and then he was called in to start and rally the Eagles. One of just the most amazing, emotional, fun times around the Eagles in the last, 15 years. With that charge he led in that Christmas Day game, I remember being there at Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas, him running off the field saying, "Merry Christmas, Philadelphia." The connection he had with Eagles fans. Actually, one of the few items of Eagles paraphernalia that I've never gotten, and this was something that I think fans came up with, was the Jeff Garcia Rocky t-shirts that were big at the time. And I remember, you thinking, oh, you'll be able to get one. I never got one. That's one of the few things that I actually wished I had from the time. All the times here covering the Eagles. So definitely a fun ride with Jeff Garcia, who just connected with the fans. He got you fired up. When you listened to his press conferences, you knew he was a guy who was going to go to battle, and the Eagles almost won that game in the Superdome. Who knows what could have happened if they made the NFC Championship game to face the Bears, but still, what an amazing ride. Got a playoff win over the Giants. Great, great time. So some very, very good free agent signings. Which one? Obviously, you have the couple that would be the elite, but there's a lot of guys who should be thrown into the mix of very valuable contributors to the success of Andy Reid's teams. And we're going to go back to the
Javon Kearse, seen as a bit of a bust by some, but I think he contributed enough to
he contributed enough. Yes, but you were expecting 12 sack seasons. Now, 2004 he was solid, disappointing in 2005, and then 2006 he got off to the great start. I think he had 3 sacks in the first 2 games, but he tore his knee up, and that was pretty much the
end of
what
the big
time.
Problem was? He didn't have Jim Washburn.
That, could you imagine? Back in his prime with Jim Washburn. Obviously, Jim Washburn is what made him the freak, and then I think he was referred to as the artist formerly known as the freak.
Yes.
Since then, so it would have been great to see if you could have had those two teamed together here. But, Javon Kearse, look, obviously you expect, when you get the big money contract to have, the interceptions like Asante Samuel had, or the long-term Pro Bowl success of a John Runyon, but still, beefed up the defensive line, gave them another legitimate pass rusher, and helped get them to the Super Bowl.
All right, we do go to the phone lines now. Robert from El Paso joins us. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Rob?
Doing very well.
I want to change. I'm sorry to change the subject on you a little bit from free agents to
That's all right.
this week's game.